Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
This is another day that the Lord God has made. Today is Thursday, December the 22nd, year 2016. I am so grateful to be here, still in the land of the living, and I'm sure that you, the listeners, are as well. As we always do, I'm asking all listeners if we would get ready to go into a word of prayer on tonight. I normally open up with prayer, but prayerfully and thankfully we have a brother, an elder in the Lord on tonight, in the person of Elder James McCurry. From Flint, Michigan, he will be opening up our prayer with prayer on tonight for us. Elder James McCurry, could you please open up with prayer on tonight for us?
Father God, in the name of your son Jesus, we want to say first of all that you are God. We recognize that you have all power in heaven and earth. There's no one that we can come to do us any good but thee and thee alone. We want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be among the living on this day. Thank you for watching over us from the beginning of the year of this 2016, from January the 1st up to this day of December. We thank you, our Father, But we've been through many trials, and we've been through ups and downs. We have difficult times, but yet and still, by your grace and mercy, you brought us through up to this present time. And we cannot complain, Father, but we just thank you for just being God, being our guide and our protector, being our leader. We thank you for your son who gave his life for us and right now stands as an advocate and a mediator for us. Thank you for your angels sent forth to lead us and make ways for us and provide for us, Father, and direct our path, Father, as we go from day to day. Thank you, Father, for blessing us with food to eat. Thank you for a shelter over our head. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be among the living. We thank you for our family members. We thank you for the healing of those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, Father. Father, we realize that there are many that started on this journey that's not able to answer today, but you kept us, and we said thank you. Father, we don't come begging you. We come praising you. We come giving you the glory because we know that in you we live and move and have our being, and we realize that there's nothing we can do without you. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for blessing those, Father, that are down and out. We thank you, Father, for turning those around that has turned around today. Father, who have given their lives to you this year. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your saving grace. We thank you. We give you glory. Thank you for this man of God who has this broadcast, Father, to go out each Thursday and Saturday to reach your people and the ones that are participating with him to bring your word and testimonies, Father, and sharing the good news of what you have done in their lives. We pray for the man of God tonight who's standing forth, Father, to speak your word, Father. I pray a fresh anointing upon him, Father, that he will enrich the minds and the hearts of somebody who are listening, Father, that their ears will be open to hear what the Spirit has to say. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and praise and honor because you're in control of all things. We ask you, Father, to bless this man of God who is over this broadcast. Father, pray, Father, for Brother James Brown. God, that you'll use him continually to be an enrichment to lost souls and to those people who are trying to grow stronger in you. Father, use this broadcast for your glory. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. And we thank you for those things that you've already done. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Now we leave it in your hand tonight because we know if we leave it in your hand, all will be well. So we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And all the people of God in agreement said amen. Well, on tonight, yes, today again is Thursday, December the 22nd, 2016. You are in tune to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show, and I am the Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. As I always let you all know, we do have a spiritual food for thought, and tonight's spiritual food for thought is greatness is not how high you can go. Greatness is how low you can go. Remember, again, tonight's spiritual food for thought says to us, greatness is not how high you can go. Greatness is how low you can go. So right at this moment, we want to do a few announcements. And right after the announcement, I'm going to bring forth my special guest on tonight. This is his second appearance on this show. And this program, and the person, the author, Derek Burns of Baltimore, Maryland. He's our special guest on tonight. He's the author of the book titled The Science of Manhood. And he has to forgive me because I know it's another part to the title, and I know that he will give you all that information at the close of his message on tonight. So before we bring after Derek Burns on to bring forth the word on tonight, I have a few announcements to make. I'd like you all to know before I do the announcements, if you could please get your Bibles out, get your pens and paper, because that's all we let the listeners know. We don't want you to take us at our word that we're making up these things or we're just saying things off the top of our heads. But we want you to be able to read it for yourself as the word goes forth, that you will be able to see it for yourself in the word as the word goes forth through the man of God on tonight, that you would know that it's the Lord is speaking through us and through him in his word. So get your Bibles and pens and paper so you can take notes. So later on during the week or in the weekend, and at your leisure time, you can go back over these scriptures and over this message and meditate on it, and you will be blessed by it. Starting in January, the Lord has placed it in my heart and spirit to open up the phone line to the worldwide listeners. I thank God for my worldwide listeners, and I want you all to know that I want you all to become more involved in this ministry over this worldwide platform. So that's why it's so important that I have all guests share testimonies on this platform. God gets glory through our testimonies. People are blessed and healed and delivered through our testimonies, and that helps them to know, for those that have doubt and fears, once they hear our testimonies of knowing that God brought us through something, how he delivered us, and he has kept us from seen and unseen dangers, whatever the situation may be, and we know that it was God that did it, we want to be able to share the good news and let people know that God did it through our testimonies. And again, God gets glory, and the persons that hear it, their faith will be increased, and they will know that if God did it for you and for me through our testimonies, that he can do it for them as well. And then that those that are sharing their testimonies will be blessed by God. So once the Lord tells me to open up the phone line starting in January for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, you need to write this phone number down to call in to share your testimonies. The number you would dial will be area code 657-383-1364. Once again, when I said the phone lines are open for worldwide listeners to call in and share their testimonies, you need to dial this number, area code 657-383-1364. Again, know that when you share your testimonies, God gets blessed. God gets glory from it, and you will be blessed by sharing your testimony, and someone else will be blessed and helped and strengthened, and their faith will be increased by hearing your testimony. The Lord tells us in his word that he will share his glory with no one because he's a jealous God. So we owe him that, to be able to share our testimonies with others so we can help others along the way, that they would be able to put their faith and trust in God to know that if he did it for us, he could do it for them as well. Well, on tonight, again, we're going to, for the second time, we're bringing forth a person of author, Derek Burns of Baltimore, Maryland. He is my special guest again on tonight. He's going to be bringing forth the word. So that's what I'm telling you now, listeners. Get your Bibles and pens out so that you can be able to follow along with the man of God on tonight. Author Derek Burns, if you could, please, before we have you share your message on tonight with the worldwide listeners, I'm going to ask first if you would please share with us a testimony. And right after the conclusion of your testimony, we would do a music break, and then I will come back and I will yield the mic to you. But first, please share with us a testimony.
It's a pleasure and an honor to be here again. And I want to thank all of your listeners for tuning in. Born here in Baltimore, Maryland, having a career span as a correctional officer and a firefighter, I have been privy to see many things. But out of all the things that the world has shown me, all of the catastrophic events and unkindly acts, the presence of God has always been present. It has always been the guiding light for which I could always find my way personally, as you said in this testimony, personally, to find my way back to the shores of sanity, serenity, and safety. And I'm thankful for that. And through our message this evening, I hope to, if no more than a drop of a blessing reaches the ears of your listening back. I pray so. We're coming up here in Baltimore, coming up in America, period. As your listeners know, and you yourself know, Pastor, we're living in some of the darkest times the world has ever known. And I'm blessed to be here. I'm blessed to be a guest. And I'm thankful for such. And I pray that God uses me to share his word this evening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a testimony. And I like what you said, because you realize what type of positions you are holding because of your job, your physical job. Those are dangerous jobs that you have, like you said. For such a time that we're living in now, we need to be praying for our law enforcement officers. We need to be praying, worldwide listeners, for our firefighters, our EMS techniques, drivers and technicians, and our caregivers, anybody that's looking out for us, that's trying to help us so that we can stay alive and be safe. We need to continue to pray for them and lift them up before the Lord, that they will be covered by the blood of Jesus. So we thank God for you, Officer Derek Burns and Fireman Derek Burns of Baltimore, Maryland. We thank God for you and all those that are being doers of God's word. And while yet being doers of God's word, you're still serving the people. And you're doing it, and you are living up to your oaths. And we just thank God for such individuals as yourself, because we know that there are some that have these positions, and they're taking advantage of their positions. But we thank God that you're a man of God, you're a man of faith, and you know in whom you put your faith and trust in. So we thank you for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight. So, but at this time, we're going to go into a music break. And Officer Derek Burns, after the conclusion of this music break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to you to deliver your message on tonight.
Yes, sir.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Derek Barnes, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. I have put my phone on mute, and I do apologize. I thought I got so excited I had put my phone on mute. I do apologize. But as I was saying, I thank God for you, and I thank God that, and I was saying that every day is a day of Thanksgiving, and I thank God for this year of season that man has decided to put one day aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus. But I thank God that the greatest gift of all to mankind is Jesus Christ, who was born to die for our sins upon the cross. And he did just that. He paid our sin debt with his own blood, died, but he did not stay dead. 3 days later, he rose with all power in heaven and earth in his hands, and he's now sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. So I thank God for that. I'm grateful, and I know that you are too. So at this time, I'm going to yield the mic to Arthur Derek Barnes, the man of God who's going to bring God's word on tonight. Arthur Derek Barnes, I yield the mic to you at this time.
Okay. Again, thank you for having me this evening, Pastor. It's a great honor to be, again, a guest of your same show and be in the presence of your listeners. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. You said so many powerful things. Your phone is not on you.
Again, it's good to be here amongst your listeners here on the station. And I wanted to touch base with everyone in tune to the book of James. And we'll be dealing with faith. Hello. I'm going to hold tight until we get the phone muted. Pastor Brown.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm going to need you to mute your phone, sir, or one
okay.
of the listeners.
Okay.
Again, we'll be dealing with Dr. James and touching on the statement of faith without works is dead. It's very important that we understand that. So again, we're coming out of faith without works is dead. Activate your faith and build something for yourself. That's what we're touching base on this evening. I want to go into that. When we hear that faith without work is dead. It's very important. It's extremely important that we understand this. We hear it, but do we truly understand it? That as much as we visit our spiritual houses, as much as we come together and worship all across the globe, it's clear that not everyone has gotten the message. And I say that because every nationality on this earth has taken the time to instill in their children and in themselves those very words of faith without works is dead. Understanding that we have a responsibility, that we understand that mere lip profession is not sufficient, that we have a responsibility to activate our faith. When I say activate, one would say, in definition, to turn on, to start, to set going. And this hasn't been done on all four corners of our understanding. Though we praise God, though we claim God, though we draw to be near to God, it is a responsibility that comes with such privilege. And I just want to show how faith instills everything we need in us to build something for ourselves, if we yet understand. Now, it's not the easiest, but it's a must. We have others who build the world around us while we just rotate within that world. And that world is the world of economics in our community. But we have to speak to ourselves. We have to understand that scripture is not just something to overlook. It's something to be carried into practice. And if we understand that we can come together and pray and we can come together and worship, do we not understand that we must come together collectively to build something for ourselves? I mean, there are so many of us claiming Christ Jesus, yet we don't implement the tools and the necessary understanding to build a foundation for us in no way, shape, form, or fashion. In our communities, which are falling in on themselves through riotous behavior, crime, drugs, and gangs, most of us have found such contentment in our houses of worship, as though it's not our responsibility to venture out and take that message into the streets, and not just take the message, but become active and activate the message. Likewise, it is, again, in economics and in business. You must take what Christ Jesus gave us. We must take what Christ Jesus gave us and activate it. It's one thing to get it, but it's not your duty to get it and just sit Indian style spiritually and become this philosophical, frozen individual with a head and a heart full of knowledge, yet no strength to activate. And everyone is building the world, as I stated earlier, everyone is building the world around us, and we are frozen in our communities. So what I wanted to touch base on this evening, strategies to get around this, strategies to equip ourselves, strategy to move forward and building something for ourselves. I was listening to the song on the break and how the song stated, "You thought I was worth saving. You thought I was to die for. talking to Christ and about Christ, when at the same time that he sees that value in you. He saw that we were to die for. He thought we were worth saving. Well, what do we mean to ourselves? What heaven are you building? And I extend this to many of our pastors, many of our teachers, many of our rabbis, many of our ministers. What are you teaching? How are you empowering those under your voice to build something for themselves? Now, there's churches all across the country, and, you know, there's churches everywhere you turn. And I know that it's not always about the house, the physical house of God, but I'm talking about the mind. I'm talking about the presence. Why are we not learning? Why are we not grasping the importance of doing something for ourselves in the body of Christ, under the tutelage of Almighty God? We claim to have the higher knowledge. We study and we pray and we have the civilized approach to life, as we would think. But why, in our communities, are we not implementing those teachings again to build something for ourselves? And I know there's a few in the audience who may say, oh, he keeps saying that. He keeps repeating that. Building something for ourselves because it's a must. And while everyone else is claiming God and claiming Christ, especially around this time of the year, I notice that they're putting things in place that will allow them to move into the future accurately, because they have started businesses. They have implemented the instructions for building an economic foundation for themselves. But how are you claiming Christ and you own nothing? You own nothing. Business is warfare, and this has to be taught on a spiritual level, but yet a physical level. At some point in time, though you wave your hands and though we fill the churches, that there is a responsibility. As the followers of Christ, to not be stagnated mentally and physically and economically. I'm not the wisest among us, believe me. I'll be the first to seek wise counsel in terms of advice and financial advice and so forth and so on. But at the same time, I understand my responsibility, and I pray that everyone under this message does as well. But again, we love to claim Christ and talk about all that he has done for us. What are you doing? What is your responsibility? You are not created to just be here and then go. You are not created to go to the grave full of your dreams and goals and ambitions. It is your job to empty your heart, empty your mind, empty your hands of all of the dreams and aspirations that you have, so that you can say, I was here. Gone are the days when you can just clap your hands and look to the clouds and think that God is going to work everything out. There's no such thing. As the scripture says, faith without works is dead, meaning that there is a portion that you have to do, that you and I have to do, to implement the workings of Christ. It's one thing to sing and dance, but what about carrying it into practice? All throughout Scripture, you hear of figures who have shaken the world with an act or word of some sort, but yet we think that all is well, that I can just yell the name of Jesus, and I can just call on God, and he's going to make everything better. Well, I just wanted to introduce the fact that God is not a mystic, and there is a portion within you. There's a part of God, Almighty God, in each and every one of us that will allow us to start, or should I say activate, as I said earlier, activate his word, and activate his word specifically to build something again for ourselves. And again, like I said, people may be irritated by me stating such, but there's farmland that needs to be purchased. There are jobs that need to be created. For us who claim Christ, for us that claim God, what have we done to put these things in motion? What are we doing to propel ourselves into the future other than just uttering the name of God and filling the houses of worship? Why are we not putting forth our best effort to bring his word into action? And that's because the devil is at work. It is the devil that will make you shout and dance and carry on and then go to sleep and get up and do nothing. And why do we do that? We do that because we've been stripped of the real power of Almighty God. The real power of Jesus Christ to get up and activate his word. We talk about Christ and all the great things he did because he was active. He was activated. You understand what I'm saying? He was activated. He put into practice what he was teaching, and we marvel at it. But what do you have to do? What do you have to do? Because there's that very same spirit is in us as well. But to have it and do nothing with it is senseless. And when we look across the country and we see our communities folding in on themselves, and we see that 98% of the stores across America are owned by our Asian and Korean family, and I'm not slighting anyone by their ethnicity. I'm just making it crystal clear. And you, under my voice, you know that what I'm saying is the truth. That we don't own anything. And we're the followers of Christ, and that we have the greatest teacher. We have the greatest lessons throughout the Bible. We have the greatest example known to man, but we're the largest group of consumers while everyone else is starting businesses and LLCs and designing and creating things that will, again, propel them into the future. We sit idly by and watch the world elevate above us. It's important that we understand that alongside the scriptures, alongside the shining example of Jesus Christ, that there's a responsibility to do for ourselves, to build a life for ourselves. Talk about the kingdom of God. But in that kingdom of God, it's going to require some work. What do we think? Do we think he's going to snap his fingers and now the world is built and everything is lovely and everything is better now? No, there's a requirement. Look around us. Everyone's working diligently. Everyone's worshiping, but at the same time, they're working. We're worshiping, but doing very little working. And everyone is rotating around us, elevating, growing, educating themselves, strengthening themselves. And this is not for everyone. I know that there are some out there doing the best that they can to build something for themselves and have built great things for themselves to carry them, their family and their loved ones and their community into the future. So by no means am I saying that this isn't done on a full scale. but as a mass of people. In Black America, we seem to have all the spirituality, but very little economic effect. So life seems to just happen to us as opposed to living life. We seem to be doing more surviving rather than living. And it's important that we do not get those two mixed up. Surviving and living are two different things. You may have an individual who's just hungry, and they can sit down and they can order from a menu, versus an individual who's starving. When they're starving, they'll literally eat anything because of the condition. The condition itself has changed, and that is our situation. We're economically starving as a people, as Black America. And I know I made some uncomfortable, but these are the facts. And we don't look like we need to be. We're not given the appearance that needs to be seen by someone who claims to follow Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our Lord and Savior. Those are powerful words. But how can you wrap yourself around such powerful words and a powerful individual, yet you remain weak? Because we refuse to activate the word of God in our lives. Now, I'm not saying this like I dropped from some cloud of purity. No, life itself will present all the challenges you need to shape and build your character and grow as a person, believe me. But what I'm stating is that those of us who love to hear the music, just the mention of his name causes our heart to race. But as much as it causes your emotions to race, it should also cause you to be concerned with raising your hands as well, activating your hearts and your minds and your hands to build this future for ourselves. It's one of the darkest times, as I talked about and spoke about earlier today. It's one of the darkest times. I mean, you turn on the TV and you have active assassinations taking place, hunger going on in the world, the weather discombobulating different parts of the world, chaos, madness. Falsehood just running rampant. And to top it off, here we are, sitting Indian style, mentally, economically, spiritually, sitting Indian style, waiting for the world to pass us by. And that's what our message is today. Our message is faith without works is dead. Hoping that someone under my voice will understand what I'm saying and do your part in your community. Start the business that's in your heart and your mind. Carry out the dream that's in your heart and mind. Bring it into fruition and do the best that you can to shine that remarkable light of self-preservation. Pastor Brown?
Yes, praise the Lord on tonight. We thank you for that powerful word on tonight, Author Derek Burns. And that is a true word on tonight because someone definitely needs to hear that word. Not only does God prepare us spiritually, but he also prepares us to fulfill our purpose in the earth. So in the physical realm. So like what you were saying, pretend in your method. So we have a lot of people that have different gifts and different talents, and they're sitting on their gifts and talents. They won't open a business. They won't write that book. They won't do the songs or the music because they are fearful and they're not trusting God. But then they still feel, we hear today that a lot of people are still saying, and it's sad to hear it, this, and it's come from a lot of members that are saved in the body of Jesus Christ. I'm waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you. You have to do your part. You have to show God that you're serious about you want to start your business, because he has everything that pertains to life and everything that you need to get your business started, to write your book, to buy your home, buy your car, whatever it is that you're going that you're desiring from God. Most of all, especially if God is going to be glorified through it, he is waiting on us. We have to do our part first to show him that we have faith in him. Then once we start moving in the right direction, then God will see our faithfulness, and then God will move on our behalf, and he will open the doors to make sure that we succeed in whatever we're doing, whether it's in business, whether it's writing your book, or whatever you're doing, that God's going to be glorified through it all. So come to know whatever it is, your God purpose, spiritually first. That's first and foremost. We must know our God purpose so that God will be glorified, so we know that we are being assets to the kingdom of God and not liabilities, by doing, being a doer of God's word and not just a hearer only. So we thank you, Derek Burns, on tonight for that word, that message. I know that someone needed to hear that word. Now someone's faith has been activated, I do believe, by hearing the word on tonight. I thank God for you for that word on tonight. And it's the truth, and it comes right from the word of God. You did not make this up. It's not something that came off the top of your head. You're not daydreaming. The word of God says in the book of James, he said, faith without works is dead. And I like how you backed it up, and it says, activate your faith and build something for yourself. Not only for yourself, but for your family, for your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, because it's not all about you. It's not all about us. It's about Jesus Christ. And Jesus wants to use us, not only that we'll be doers of his word, that God will be glorified through the things in the spiritual realm of our lives, but also in the physical realm. So, again, if you know that you have the Lord has put in your spirit to open up a business, and he, again, has everything provided for you, but he's waiting on you to activate it. He's waiting on you to make the first move. So, Derek Barnes, we thank God for you on tonight, and I pray that now, that after hearing this word on tonight, someone's faith has been activated. Now they will trust God even more. Now they will step into that realm and trust God, and then they will not only they already know what the purpose is. Now their faith has been increased after hearing the word on tonight. Now they will be able to go forth in the year 2007, and they can even not just wait for then. You can start doing it right now. Because God is a right now God. He has everything that pertains to life right now. And so he's waiting on you to be activated in your faith so that you can do the things not only in the spiritual realm but in the physical realm as well, that he will be glorified through it all. Also, Derek Barnes, at this time, I'm going to ask you and give you an opportunity or a chance to let the worldwide listeners know how you can be reached. Again, he is the author of the book entitled The Science of Manhood, and I know there's more parts to that, and he can give you all the rest of the title of his book, and I do apologize for not knowing the full title, Arthur Burns. But also, listeners, I want you all to know, as he was stating in his opening, that he's a fireman in the Baltimore, Maryland area, and also I think he said he was a correctional officer, if I'm not mistaken. That is why, as I was saying earlier, that is why we need to continue to keep our law enforcement officers, our firemen, our EMS technicians, and our caregivers, and all of our doctors, and we need to keep those people in prayer, because we know for such a time as this, some are not living up to the oath. But we thank God for the ones that are faithful, that are being doers of God's word, and keeping the oath, and that have our best interests at heart. So we thank God for men and women of God, such as Dr. Eric Burns on tonight. So continue to lift them up in prayer. Author Derek Burns, at this time I'm going to yield the mic to you to give you an opportunity to share with the world part listeners how you can be reached and how they can get a hold of your book. And also at the same time, how you can give your shout outs at this time as well.
Thank you. I want to thank my loving wife, Sister Keisha, for her patience and with this rigorous schedule as an entrepreneur. I want to thank all of your listeners again, and anyone wishing to contact me or book me for any speaking engagements or any type of connection for our information, to share information. Also, I can be reached on Facebook at Derek Barnes, author, Derek Barnes. Instagram, author Derek Barnes. And even Twitter, as author Derek Barnes. Also, the book that standing Pastor Brown was mentioning, my book, The Science of Manhood. I know we've covered quite a bit of information tonight, but it's one thing to hear it, but I can also help you, help motivate you to activate your faith with this outstanding book, The Science of Manhood, Steps to Self-Improvement. By reading this book, it can encourage and motivate your heart and mind to bring some of those things into fruition that you dream of, to become more active in your community, more active in your relationship, in your children's life. It's an outstanding book that has, by God's grace, been used to help transform many lives across the country. And I offer that to you. Again, that's The Science of Manhood, Steps to Self-Improvement, which is available on Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes, or again, look me up on Facebook and you'll find that information. And just really quick, in the act of entrepreneurship, as we try to inspire the fire and light the flame and the fire of entrepreneurship under our feet today, please don't hesitate to visit Cultural Essence, Quality Natural Skincare, which is launched by my beautiful wife and father-in-law and myself, all natural skincare products made by yours truly and our family. Again, that's Cultural Essence, Quality Natural Skincare, www.culturalessenceinc.com. Feel free to visit the website. Leave us a comment, and again, contact Pastor Brown with any of your concerns in reference to myself if you have any trouble getting in touch with me. But again, I could be reached on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or you can give me a call at 253-271-9268. And by no means do I think that this conversation, which was powerful and effective, but there's so much more involved. And if you have any more questions for me or anything you would like to share, don't hesitate to call your brother with love and respect.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for you, for your book, and we thank God for you as your service to the men and women in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, as being a firefighter. That's a dangerous job, but we thank God that He have you covered by the blood of Jesus. Not only you, but your co-workers that work alongside you. And we, as I let you all know, listeners, we must keep our firemen and our law enforcement officers, we must always keep them lifted up in prayer, that God would always continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus. So, Author Derek Barnes, I thank you again for sharing this powerful word on tonight, and I thank God for the listeners, and I know that someone's faith has been increased and activated because of hearing the word on tonight. So I just want you to know that this is not going to be your last time. As soon as the Lord give me the permission to have you back on again, I look forward to having you back on again to share another powerful word with the worldwide listeners on this platform. So until next time, I said thank you and continue to be blessed, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
To you as well, and thank you again for having me. It's been a true honor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that was Author Derek Barnes bringing forth the word on tonight. And I just thank God for him. I thank God for this powerful word. Well, right now, in the presence of me, I have another author in the presence of Elder James McCurry. He also has a book that's available, and I'm going to let him tell you the title of his book and how you can purchase a copy of his book. He is the young man that opened up with prayer on tonight for us from Flint, Michigan. Elder James McCurry, I'm going to give him the phone right now. He's in my presence, and I'm going to let him give you all the information on how you can obtain his book. But before I do that, I have a book that's out right now, and I know that it's still time. You can get all of these books, Eric Barnes' books, The Science of Manhood, and the Elder that's about to come forth with his book title. My book, I have a couple. The title of my show is one of the book titles. It's Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? It also has a reference journal that goes with it. Another book that I have written,
right,
and is already available, and it's titled God, the Universe, and Man. And the subtitle of that is How We Are Connected. And Then my new book, which is about to be released, is part two to argue a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God. And that title of part two is titled, Are You Scattering God's Flock? I want you to know that my youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, has a book that's available also through Amazon. And his book title is Don't Skip the Process, Making Life's Challenges Work for You. And it's authored by my youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown. But all these books are available right now in my book and in my brother's book. And all these books are available now in time that you can go through Amazon right now and still get these books and get them in time for your pastor, your friends, or neighbor, or coworkers, or friends, in time that they should be able to have these books in time for Christmas of this year through Amazon. So before I close out, I'm going to let Elder James McCreary give you the title. His book is also available through Amazon. All these books are available through Amazon.com, and these books are great spiritual tools that can be used in church conferences, in your Bible studies, or in your Sunday school classes. So these books are still available now. You can get them through Amazon in time. They can be delivered to your friends or pastors or coworkers or neighbors in time for Christmas of this year. Elder James McCreary is going to tell you the title of his book at this moment.
God bless you. The title of my book is Truth Made Known, Truth and Portrait. You can get this book on Amazon.com, also YouTube. You can get it from Westlaw Press. Barnes & Noble also has it. You can get it and also in Walmart. You can get this book. So this book is entitled Truth Made Known, Elder James McCreary. Get this book. This book will be an inspiration to you. Also, I have new release on CD, Amen, Gospel Music, Amen, it's on CD. You can get that new CD release, I'm Not That Way Anymore, is the title. And you can get it on Amazon.com, CD Babe, or YouTube. Put it up, Elder James McCreary. Also, the second first release is our Turn It Over to Jesus. You don't want to get these dismiss these songs, because these songs are inspiration to you. It's great music for even those who are in going through trials and tribulations. I've had many people come to me and tell me about the song Turn It Over to Jesus, what they was going through. They listened to that song and it inspired them to just keep on pressing. So get these books and songs, amen, to be an inspiration to you and to others along this time. God bless you.
Praise the Lord on tonight. So please don't forget these book titles, and they're all available through Amazon.com at this time. And time that people can still get them in time for Christmas of this year. I want the listeners to know that you can please, I ask you to please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants ambassadors vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at James, all lowercase James, _1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, as we get ready to close out tonight's show, I look forward to my Saturday guest, and I know that you're going to get another powerful word from God on this coming Saturday. And I thank God for the listeners. Know that I love you, God loves you too, but we're going to close out in prayer on tonight as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that he was born into the world as a man's greatest gift to the world, that he paid our sin debt with his own blood. And he's now sitting at the right hand of you, Heavenly Father. After rising from the dead, being raised from the dead, after 3 days of being dead, he's now risen with all power in his hand. Power over death, hell, and the grave is in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for us, the saints of God. So we thank you for him, man's greatest gift. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name. We hope and pray that someone was uplifted through your word on tonight, and that someone that was once blind can now say that they are saved in Jesus' name. We just give your name praise, glory, and honor. And we just ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to be with us, continue to lead and guide us, that we will continue to fulfill our God purpose in the earth, that you will be glorified through it all. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, I love you and know that God loves you too. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed. Good night.
My Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
all my heart, with all my soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice. Precious Lamb.